This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17, verse 3. People have a problem despite Jesus' own words because they try to rationalize it out in their own minds. And they've been taught something and they've got this preconception and they're going through all the words and ideas of men when Jesus has put it very plainly. Jesus has nothing in himself except it is given him of the Father. John 5, verse 26. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. In John 20, verse 17, Jesus saith unto Mary, Touch me not, for I am not ascended to my Father, but go to thy brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Because of human surmising, they fail to take God at his word. The illustration of Abraham, in which he was asked to take his own son's life, is a very real illustration. This is the illustration of their relationship. There is only one God, and to the Son he hath given his Spirit, and by his Son, through the Spirit, is given life, created by their counsel together, and for the purpose for us to be sons and daughters of God. You see, the doctrine of the Trinity on its own usually lacks the simple details just given here in the verses. Yours is to be a personal experience with the Father through the Son by the grafted word, left to become part of our flesh and blood and the essence of our being. And God has not left us to wonder concerning these things. He's given to us plainly these words, their relationship, what the order of authority is. And we pray to the Father through Christ, and all creation is given to Christ through the Father, and they are one in mind in their purpose, and their purpose is to make us also one with them.